in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Yo, 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 yo.
You're in the mix.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music, it is.
The People's Station.
Preach up.
I know that's right.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise him. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California. New York. Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Gospel Network, the number one station in the world.
Trumpet sound, I wanna be. Oh Lord, have mercy when the trumpet.
peace and love. God bless you, and thank you for catching the wave, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network. My pleasure. I'm going to be right here with you, playing some of the old, the new, all of it right here just for you on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and what a day we're going to have, a great day today. And those of you, you know how it is. You know, when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he is done and doing right now, oh, my goodness, I don't even look at all of the negative that's going on. I'm looking towards the mark of the high calling, which is Christ Jesus. And in this day and time, the enemy has puffed his head up and popped his head out, and he's trying to seek whom he may devour, and doing all the trickeries and cunning and baffling and words of lies and, you know, trying to get these people caught up with the affairs of this society. But we have to remember who created us. That's one of the most important things in this world today, that we can't get caught up with the affairs of this society, all the things that are happening that man is allowing to happen. I said man is allowing to happen because they don't have to do the things that they're doing. But see, man want to dictate and to control individuals. But there's only one, and he has the last say-so. That's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he brought us in this world, and he's going to take us away as well. So that we can rest assured. A man that is born of a woman that is surely to die, and after that is the judgment. All right, well, look, we're going to get back with more great gospel music on a beautiful day right at 11 minutes after the hour, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. You are catching the wave.
Don't mind lifting up the name of Jesus. Let me see the hands all over the building that know the Lord is all right tonight. Lift your voice and say, hey, he's all right. I was reading in my Bible. The Lord told the people that it was going to rain, but they paid him no mind. Oh, I wish I had a church in here tonight. Anybody ever read in the Bible? When Laura kept on building on the obstacle. Finally, the rain came. Good God Almighty. They knocked on the window, and they knocked on the door. Let me tell you, in my song, what happened, let's have the church. Y'all come on, put those hands down.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
When the world sets your fire.
In the rocks of
ages.
gonna slip those hands up.
We're not magicians. We just put magic into our music.
You give life.
You are love.
You are love.
You bring light.
You bring light
into darkness. You are hope.
You give hope.
Lord God.
You restore
every heart.
Every heart that
you know this
grows.
Song. Come on, lift up your hands in the atmosphere. Just great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord.
You bring life.
You restore every heart.
is your breath in our lungs. So we
come on, lift it up.
It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out, pour. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. Woo. So we pour out our praise to you, Lord.
Holy worship.
Oh, come on. Give him some praise. Oh, yes, yes. Worship, worship, praise, huh? That's something that we all can do. It's 28 minutes after the hour. You're catching the wave live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. And for those of you just locking in, well, you can join us right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And those of you, if you go to our website, nfiradio.com, you'll see all the information, the photos of these awesome men and women of God that's a part of this network. And many of you will realize that we are not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. The word let us know that he who winneth souls is wise. And many other networks, they're about making money, are trying to portray as if they really love the Lord and with all their heart and with all their mind. I don't know which ones are and which one are not, but I know this one is not. We are concerned about winning souls for the glory of God. There have been many souls that have been came over and confessed to surrender to Christ on this network, and we thank God for the opportunity. 10 years God has allowed us to be right here playing the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music as well as Christian music, and coming forth with the word of God. And we thank God for the opportunity. We thank God for the privilege that we can reach people in the masses around the world because of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are an international network where you can reach us right here simply by calling 563-999-3020. That's our number where you can call in and listen with your mobile phone. That number again, 563-999-3020. And our website, nfiradio.com. And you can also go to Blog Talk Radio. That's Blog Talk Radio. We are one of the top listening audience on that network, Blog Talk Radio. And you'll see when once you hit live, if you go to the top column, once you go to Blog Talk Radio website, you look in the left column and you see live. That is all of the live broadcasts and shows that are airing at that time. If you click on live, then you'll see our NFI Radio Gospel Network there. You click it on, you can join us right here live. 7 days a week, right here from the NFI studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll be right back. You don't want to move because I've got one that I know you're going to thoroughly enjoy going back down memory lane here from the NFI studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll be right back right after this.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
And if we keep the faith, we'll be saved by His grace. But we got
to keep moving.
Lord, we got to keep moving on. Say that one more time, y'all. Lord, we got
to keep moving.
In the name of Christ
Jesus.
Every day,
Lord, we got to keep moving.
We got to keep moving
on.
Oh, yeah. And if we do our best, in the end, He'll give us rest. But we got. Talk to you for a little while. The race is not given to the swift, not the strong, but to those who keep moving on. And if we can keep our faith, but we got
to keep moving.
Sometimes I get off all by myself and say,
oh, oh, we got to keep moving.
You get
home and on.
Say, if we do our best, we'll be able to stand the test. But we
got to keep moving on.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Brother said, shout glory, Jesus will fix it. 15 minutes before the top of the hour, you're catching the wave live from the Edify Studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and again, my pleasure. And thank all of you and the phone calls we receive, as well as the emails and those of you that see me in the stores to let me know that you appreciate the music that you listen to and the Word of God coming forth right here on this network. And those of you, I don't know if you know or not, but you can reach us in numerous of ways, not only just our website, but we're also on Breaking News Network, as well as the Word. Those of you, I don't know if you have the number where you can call in and listen with your mobile phone, but that number is 563-999-3020. Again, that's 563-999-3020. Now, many of you are locking in with us on our website at nfiradio.com. And if you want to reach us and you just want to share a word with us or share a comment, then you can look in the left column on our website, and where it says comment, you can drop a comment there, or you can call our 24-hour hotline. Our 24-hour hotline is 984-733-3977. Again, that's 984-733-3977. You can leave a message there if we don't answer right away, and we will get back with you as soon as possible. All right, let's get back with more great gospel music. This next gentleman, many of you are very familiar with him. He left us a year ago as well, and many of you remember the voice and still play his music today. I'm speaking of Bishop Ranch Allen right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
You know what? You've got some problems, don't you? I've been out here a long time, and I know what problems are like. Yes. I have some good advice for you, though. If you just hold on, and trouble gets in your way, hold on, yeah, God promised a brighter day. Yeah. Why don't you hold? You gotta go.
cooking with grease. Help me light the fire, huh? You're catching the wave. Live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. We are right at the top of the hour, and that's the sounds of God's children. Wow, powerful, right, huh? It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You just keep on trusting, believing, and praying, and you'll see the hand of God move in your life. So just keep praying and asking God, and He will bless you every time. You know, many of you, there are times, you know, many of you prayer warriors. I'm speaking to those prayer warriors that pray each and every day. You know how important it is to pray. And the word let us know that men should always pray. And that's something that I believe men today to really be unified. To see the move of God manifest like never before in their home, in their community, on their job, even in this society. I believe that if men were to come together and begin to pray together in the name of Jesus, that you would see some miraculous things happen in this society. And that's something we're lacking. And let's just face it, let's just be real. Men don't pray as much as they should because they're so busy trying to make sure that they take care of everything else. But one of the most important things that every man should do is to pray without ceasing. Look, got more coming your way. I'm your host, the Anointed One. We'll be right back. Got to take a pause for the calls for the station ID. We'll be right back right after this.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
But yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
And you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Hey, put your hands together like this here. Over here. Come on, come on. Put your hands together. Come on now. Hey, everybody in the balcony, hey, I love you all. Come on, let's do it. Bless it.
Hey,
of the Lord,
We have
15 minutes after the hour, and that group right there is amazing. They are still singing the day, and I can recall my first time going out to see a recording professional, recording artist, gospel artist. My dad took me years ago. I remember it used to be called Memoir Auditorium. I was 10 years of age, and my dad took me to see the Blind Boys from Alabama, and I'm telling you, I can recall that just like it was yesterday, and I would recall that we were somewhere around about the third row of the front, and the Blind Boys, they came off stage and stood right in front of everybody on the floor. And were still singing. And everybody began to just stand and just applaud for the way they were singing. And you know what? They still sound as strong as they were years ago. That's the Blind Boys from Alabama. What a great time we are having here at Slim and the Supreme Angels.
Oh, Listening to the hottest DJ in town.
Mercy and peace, mercy and peace, waiting for me. There's a land for the lost and the least, where they dine with the king, waiting for me. Yeah, it's holiness fills up the temples, the reach of my sin and my shame. I didn't deserve to be rescued, still he has called me by name. I'll stand firm with confidence, till he comes again, till he comes again. I'll keep my mind set on him, till the very end, till the very end. Yeah.
Everybody cry. Oh, oh, oh.
Emma, you ready? Jamel, you ready? Jermaine, you good?
Whoa.
Y'all give it up for Emma, y'all.
Every step I take, every move I make, every single day, each time I pray, I be thanking you for everything you've done, all the ways you made.
Y'all help me sing.
Let me see a new day with my voice.
Come on, y'all ready?
Oh, help me tell the Lord. Oh,
come on.
Lord, I'm gonna
let's stop the reason why.
Because it's been so good.
One more time.
Yeah.
Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
This is the voice of Doc McKenzie. And I would love to give honor and tribute to some of Gospel's legends. We love to give them while they yet live, we'd love to give flowers. But due to the fact that we know not the minute, not the hour, that the Son of Man shall appear, sometimes we just have to do it in the time that God says so. Thinking right now about the late Brother J.J. Fallon, the Soul Stirrers, who recently passed. I would love to sing this song in tribute to him right now, because it always made me feel good when they stepped up to the microphone and sung a song that said,
well, you know I'm like, I'm like a ship that's tossed and driven, oh Lord, let it die, an angry, angry sea, oh Lord, you know when the storm of life gets so raging, I know it will, Jesus.
talking about another one of gospel's legends. At one time, he was called the Million Dollar Voice. And when I go way back in the time and think about some of the songs that this young gentleman sung, and I'm talking about none other than the Reverend Claude Jeter, he enthused a lot of people's hearts when he stepped up to the microphone and he would say these words, say, "Only believe." Specialties. If I must say, was loved all over the world. And right now I'm thinking about none other than the brother Johnny Martin from the Mighty Clouds of Joy. And when I think about the Mighty Clouds of Joy, you know, it always inspires me to be able to say something about them or do something in respect to them, because they have done and they have set such a good trail for gospel. The top group of the nation. And the brother Joe Lagon, which is one of my favorite singers, always makes me feel good. When he walked up to the microphone, he inspired a lot of souls and gave them hope when he would say these words. There's a bright sun. Of you that know the brother Lagon, y'all know that it's good to give flowers while they yet live. And I'm singing this for brother Lagon right now, because he always makes songs for different occasions. And me just thinking about the condition that the world is in, there's so many different denominations. But way back in time, a long time ago, he made a song that served that purpose when he stepped up to the microphone and he would say, "None but the right." Sometimes I often hear the brother Lagon sing when he would say, "Behind every dark cloud, the sun goes shine." And in a song that he would sing shortly after he said those words that stayed on my mind, it always made me feel good
when he kept the microphone and said, oh, I came to Jesus as I was. I was weary.
And I'm the beast.
Minutes before the top of the hour on a wonderful day, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you far and dear so much for catching the wave. That's the sounds of those legendary Jackson Southerners along with Huey Williams. And right before that, you heard the sounds of the Doctor of Quartet Music, sounds of Doc McKenzie, and the Gospel Highlights singing a tribute to various legendary, the late great recording artists, Joe LaGuan. There were so many that I don't want to start naming the artists because I may miss one. So I'll just leave it at that. And you heard him name each and every one that he was doing a tribute to. So and did an excellent job. Definitely did. Doc, a very good friend. Doc's a very humble brother, and those of you don't know, he's serious about his music when he sings, and for him setting up to do his recording, and he's not going to sing if the audio sound is not right. So if you're going to book Doc on a program, you better make sure your audio sound is right. I can promise you that. And if you don't, he's not going to walk up on that stage and sing in the church and sing, unless he's doing from a track. But Doc normally sings with this group, and what an awesome singer he is, and continually going forward, singing the very best in gospel music around the world. All right, well, look, we want to thank you again for catching the wave, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. As always, my pleasure. I'm your host, The Anointed One, and you can join us right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website, nfiradio.com, or you can jump in with us on Blog Talk Radio. And when you go to Blog Talk Radio, you'll see in the left corner, Live. Those are the live programs that are on at that time. So when you hit Live, you'll see the NFI, and you click that on, and you come in live right there on Blog Talk Radio website. So go to it. If you can't go to NFI, go to Blog Talk Radio. And also, you can dial in and listen with your mobile phone. Simply dial 563-999-3020. You know, thinking about the goodness of the Lord and looking back at the past and now looking at the present and the future and what it beholds and all that's going on around the world, and looking back at the past of the violence that was taking place back then, wasn't that much violence like it is today. You didn't hear about shootings like you hear today. You might hear a shooting once a month, maybe once every 3 months, but not every day. Not no violence in the schools, young children getting shot, killed, injured, wounded, the teachers getting shot, police officers getting shot and killed. None of that. Thinking back the past. But looking at today and all of the many young men's shooting each other and young people being robbed, broken, their homes broken in. None of that in the past. I can recall growing up as a child. We lived right in town, and our street, the entire street where I grew up on, everybody left their doors unlocked. They didn't have to worry about locking their doors. And if they did, they only locked the screen door. And they left the windows up. I can recall we would go to the store and come back and had the windows up. And many of you know we had screens then. And you left the windows up and didn't worry about nobody trying to break in your home. But today, you can lock your doors. You can leave your windows down locked. And still, the enemy, somebody is still trying to take something what they didn't work for. You work for it to get what you have, and they trying to take it away from you because they don't want to work. It's a strange society today. This time we're living in and facing these trials, going through changes due to the economy. The cost of food is high. The homes are high. Everything is high. And looking back at the past of how you could buy a loaf of bread and buy a soft drink for a little nothing. But today is very expensive. But one of the things that really stuns me and really gets my attention is that there were manufactories back during that time. Plenty of manufacturing companies. And I believe that one of the worstest things that the United States did when they allowed to send most of the manufacturing companies to another country. And I believe that if America is going to get back on its feet and move forward once again like they did in the past, they need to bring back the manufacturing companies. They need to allow the USA clothing. You remember when the clothing that you purchased had USA on them? You don't see that anymore. It's always from another country. And I believe that we have got so far caught up in depending on other countries that we have forgot about our own country. And so my advice for you today, those of you that's listening, if you are in agreement with me, wonderful. If you're not, God bless you. But I know because I'm at an age that was the early 60s, the early 60s. And so in this day and time, in this society, we have grandchildren. And if no one share the way it used to be and how it is today, they will never know how blessed and fortunate they are, because when they're born today, they're thinking it was all this that they are seeing today, not realizing going back to the past. No one ever teach them about the past. So it's a good thing that if you do, guess what? They will receive that knowledge and wisdom to understand how fortunate and blessed they are today that it's a different society. Some of the things are great for, but most of them are not good for. Thank you so much for catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Let's get back with more of the very best in quartet at contemporary gospel music here live from the NFI studio, Raleigh, North Carolina.
And give some hand clap of praise to the pastor of this church, Reverend Frank Frick. Can we go back down south for a second? Deep Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia. Y'all get ready to stomp your feet, clap your hands, and get ready to go back to the old church.
Coming up. Catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world. In studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Keep it live, 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 live. The hottest mix ever. 50,000 watts of power. 50,000 watts of praise. You're listening to
NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
NHD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Let's continue with more gospel music. Here's Reverend Matthew Mickens and the fellows, lead singer Justin McKenzie, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one war jet and contemporary gospel station, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Because of all because of all the many, many, many times that you protected me and you spared my life, oh Lord. And for the choices that I made and the plenty of mistakes, and for the debt that you paid and did not have to do for me. But I'm striving every day. Oh, oh. But sometimes it seems like trials come on every side and show me that hills and mountains I have to climb. And I believe, Lord, you heal with me through all my ups, all my downs, Lord. I can depend on you. That is why I love you. I love you so much. You remain the same.
You always bless me.
More than enough. You remain early in the morning, late in the midnight hour. More than enough. I'm glad about it. Stepping in right on time. You may not come when I want you, Jesus. Oh, you're always on time. I might not live in a big old house. I thank God for shelter over my head. You let me drive me.
Already healed, cause the Calvary dry up every one of my tears, yeah. The same power that raised Jesus from the grave said it lives on the inside of me.
Oh,
15 minutes after the hour, going down memory lane, and many of you remember that one, right? Yes, Sister Inez Andrews. Don't move my mountain, huh? Just give me the strength to climb, huh? How many of you need some strength today, huh? Don't you know the joy of the Lord is your strength? Didn't words say that he is a very present help in the time of trouble? So if you're going through some things and you can't quite figure out how to get it done, go to Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the light. And if you go to him, he's going to show you how you can come out of it. But you got to be patient now. You got to be humble and wait on the Lord. And he will renew your strength. Come on, somebody. Help me, Holy Spirit, huh? All right. Well, look, I'm not going to get into that. Let's get back with more gospel music. You are catching the wave live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you for catching the wave.
Come on! I messed up my heart, fall short, I fell off in You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in Quartet Music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Keep it live, live, live. The hottest mix ever. 50,000 watts of power. 50,000 watts of praise. You're listening to
NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
NHD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. We are right at the bottom of the hour. I've got about 30 more minutes with you, and I'm going to be playing some more great gospel music right here from the NFI studios. Now, music like we play, you're not going to hear the old songs like that on the normal stations. We are not a normal network. We are a network that is concerned about man and woman, to compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. The word let us know that he who winneth souls is wise. Now, somebody said, well, look, how do I come to Christ? I hear people talking about it, and I've heard them preach about it, but how do I come to Christ? Well, the Word of God let us know that in Romans 10:9, and it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Son of God, and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Well, if you are ready to surrender to the Lord and give your life to Christ right now, then you can do that right where you are. Well, maybe you're saying, well, look, I'm not ready yet. I know I need to get myself right. Jesus said, come as ye are. You know, we were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So regardless of your situation, where you are right now, somebody said, well, look, I've been drinking. I just finished doing some drugs. I just took some pills that I know I shouldn't have been taking, and just trying to get this buzz or high. And I know that's not what I should have been doing. I just went through a situation that I used words that I shouldn't have said to somebody. Well, you still can come to Christ right where you are right now. And I'm saying that if you're looking to have a relationship with Jesus and you want to come to him and confess that Jesus is Lord, then I want you to listen clearly. I'm not asking you to come to church. I'm not asking you to join a church. I'm not asking you to shake a preacher's hand. I'm asking you to come to Jesus. And if you're ready to come to Jesus right where you are, right now, where you are, I want you to repeat after me right now. Lord, I come before you this day as a sinner. I repent of my sins. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Lord, take me back into your arms. I'm willing to change my life this day. Lord, I thank you for saving me. Now, if you repeated that to me, we want to welcome you to the kingdom. The angels are rejoicing. We are rejoicing with you here from the studio. And then you're saying, well, what do I do next? What do I do next? Well, one of the things that I will say to you, It's going to be a process for you to get to that place where many brothers and sisters in Christ are. We all are learning each day, and we receive the wisdom and knowledge from the Lord each day. So I want you to remember something. Don't look at your past, but I want you to move forward into your present. The Word of God says, old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Your past is your past. Your present is your future. So move forward. Don't look back at what you were doing. Look forward to where God is getting ready to take you and what you shall be doing. I want you to get into a Bible-based church, a church that's teaching the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. And maybe you have a friend, a relative, someone that you know that's going to a Bible-based church and teaching the Word of God. And you probably say, well, what is a Bible-based church? A Bible-based church is teaching the fivefold ministry. You heard someone say fivefold ministry. Well, what is the fivefold ministry? In the Word of God, it talks about in Ephesians where they gave some apostles, evangelists. He gave some pastors, teachers, and it's for the working of the ministry. And you begin to get into a church like that, and you're seeing those fivefold begin to manifest, and God uses different people with different gifts. That's what it's all about. Get into a Bible-based church where God can use you for His glory. I want to welcome you and to the kingdom again, and those of you, I pray that you will gradually see the light that Jesus is showing you. Now look, you can't go back to the same party and the group that you was hanging with. If you do, then you know that you're not in that place of being strong enough to walk away from it. The Word let us know that we are to separate ourselves from among them. He said, come out from among them and be ye separated. Now, he's not talking about don't care conversation with them again. Really, he's not talking about don't hang out with them again. But he wants you to be strong enough so when you do go to them, you can talk to them about Jesus just the same way we're talking to you about Jesus. That's what he's talking about, that you can be able to witness to those brothers or sisters that you were hanging out with and letting them see the light that God is putting you, because they're going to see the light. And they're going to say, man, where all this come from? How you know all about this? And all you got to tell them is Jesus. Jesus. Jesus is how I know about it, because he saved me. To God be the glory. Once again, I want to thank you so much, and I pray that you be blessed moving forward in the days ahead. Let's get back with more gospel music live from the NFI studios. God bless you.
trying to tell you if you want to see Jesus, step on, step on.
If you want to see Jesus,
all you gotta do, my friend, is step on,
pray no more,
and find out
me.
Let me say this here, Lord, the shepherd landed. Many a thousand, I know, the ship of landed. Many a thousand, the ship is landed. It has landed many. If you want to see Jesus, all you gotta do, all you gotta do is,
if you want to see Jesus,
until the battle is over, but you can shout now. You know in the end, you gon' win. Shout!
Shout now, get in a hurry in the shout now.
Yeah, time
14 minutes before the top of the hour, the brother said, shout now, huh? Shout now. Somebody said, look, I'm shouting. I'm giving God praise right now. Oh, my goodness. That's the sounds of Bishop Neil Robeson right here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. If you haven't had an opportunity to see Bishop Neil Robeson in person, then I can promise you, if you love to hear some great traditional gospel music and songs of praises, then you need to go and visit and listen to the sounds of Bishop Neil Robeson. Look, we want to thank all of you listeners so much, and all of you that called in to let us know that you're enjoying the network. Far and near around the world, we are the international network where you can lock in right here 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website. Again, that's nfiradio.com, nfiradio.com. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com, that network, blogtalkradio.com. And once you go there, you'll see where they have in the top column live broadcast. You click on the live, and you'll see our listing of the NFI on their network. Once again, our network is nfiradio.com, where you can see all of the photos and pictures and the time that we're on the air, as well as the schedule and the information that you would look forward for, and it's right there, as well as our phone number to call in and listen with your mobile phone, 563-999-3020. That's 563-999-3020. As well as how many followers and listeners we have, you will see the number there right up under the photos of all the awesome men and women of God that are part of this network. We are right now over 160,000 listeners a day, 160,000 listeners a day, and that is a move of God we are so grateful for. But I want you to remember something about the NFI. We're not concerned about the numbers. We're concerning about you having a relationship with Jesus. That's what we are all about. To God be the glory. And I believe that God is going to enlarge the territory as we continually stay focused and move forward, you and I, for the glory of God. Look, I've had a great time. I'm your host, the Anointed One. I'm going to be getting out of the seat here at the top of the hour, but don't go anywhere. We've got more music coming up right here all the way up to 8 o'clock tonight. Thank you again so much for catching the wave. Stay safe. And look, whatever you do, ain't nobody mad but the devil. God bless you.
Searching the scripture in the book of Daniel, the three Hebrew boys was in a situation where they had to make a decision and got thrown in the fire for it. And somebody needs to make a decision right now. And no matter what the problem or the challenge is, you find yourself caught up and you can't get out. Jesus, step right in and bring you out.
Jesus, step right in.
my back is against the wall, Jesus won't let me fall. He'll step right in, yes he will. See, whatever you've been going through, that seems to got you down.
Problems